Welcome. I'm Kevin Miller, your guide and fellow traveler, as we discuss what drives you. When you know what drives you and understand why, well, you get where you want to go. This episode, 8 desires to get clarity on so you can avoid accidentally manifesting your fears. In the last episode, I had Dr. James Doty on the show. James is a neurosurgeon, literally a brain surgeon. He's a professor at Stanford, and he's author of a new book called Mind Magic, the neuroscience of manifestation and how it changes everything. Well, I keep hearing feedback about the show, and what most people are responding to is the concept of focusing on what you want, not on what you don't want. And again, Dr. Doty is focusing on the science of this manifesting concept. I mean, our brains are survival oriented. They're fear and negativity biased, and they give primary focus to what we don't want. That's just our nature. And this is incredibly important. I mean, it's monumental and fundamental to the lives and realities that we find ourselves in today, right now, as you sit or drive or run or cook or whatever you're doing. So let me walk you through 8 key areas of life and give you a quick example that you'll easily grasp and you can immediately put into action in regards to this topic. And friends, speaking of these 8 key areas of life, there's nothing I am more passionate about than helping people clarify what authentically drives them and getting them in alignment. I have a special fondness for helping people work at what drives them. Notice I didn't say get you driven at your work. That's where we get it backwards. I want you working at what drives you. I invite you, email me if this is of interest to you. Let's talk. I promise a personal response. Go to kmiller@kevinmiller.co. kmiller@kevinmiller.co. All right, let's drive for a moment through these 8 key areas of life and how to give your focus to the counterintuitive aspect of what you want, not what you naturally do is think about what you don't want. Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com. 8 desires to get clarity on so you can avoid accidentally manifesting your fears. So what Dr. James Doty explained for us is that our subconscious mind is like a field. It will grow whatever we plant. It doesn't care. And it's not discerning. It just goes to work on what we lead it to focus on. Let me give some examples that resonate with me that help me embrace this concept. Think of a dog and telling it, go get the ball, go get the ball. And it hears ball and it goes and gets the ball. Then we say, don't get the ball, don't get the ball. And it goes and gets the ball. It doesn't discern the don't directive. It just hears ball, the focus on ball. That's what our brains do. This is our brain. I mean, imagine being in a social gathering where you'd really like to make a good impression. Maybe you're kind of nervous. And you're constantly thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to say anything stupid. I don't want to do anything stupid. I'm so afraid I'm going to say something stupid. You're telling your friends that, oh my gosh, I hope I don't make a fool of myself. I mean, you hear the script, right? It's natural. Your mind, though, just hears stupid, 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 stupid over and over. And chances are 95% you are going to say or do something stupid. Or at the very least, maybe you keep your mouth shut. You don't really fall out of your seat or drop food in your lap. But everyone just kind of gets the spirit of fear and doubt. You don't come across that impressive. I mean, there's no way you're going to come off confident and brilliant if those thoughts are going through your head. But instead, be thinking about the event ahead of time, okay? You're preparing for it and working to build your confidence. You get yourself to expecting, I'm going to be at peace. I'm going to remember these people aren't God. They're not all important. My life doesn't depend on this. The worst that could go wrong isn't that big a deal. And start thinking about, you know what? I'm just going to be I'm going to be interested in these other people. Like, I have something to offer. I'm going to be interested in them. I'm going to look for where I can add benefit to them during this social occasion. I'm going to expect that I've got some good insight to offer somebody. I'm there to help them. That's how I'm going to go in feeling. Those people are going to feel your confidence. This is further going to boost your confidence. It works on itself. And chances are 95%, you're going to make a great impression. You're going to have good insight to offer, and they're just going to feel your confidence. Again, this is just the science that Doty's talking about. It's interesting. It got me thinking about movies. I don't watch a lot of, you know, scary movies or anything, but just, you know, as a kid or whatever, you think of the movie and the monster's chasing everybody. It's always the ones that are screaming and looking back that get eaten, right? While the ones who like take off laser focus, I'm finding a way out of here and escaping, never looking back, and they make it out alive. Again, it's that mindset. It's the concept here. It's the focus that is our key, the focus. What my mind is focusing on is what's going to happen. I mentioned that fixation issue that we talk about or that is talked about. I was a pro cyclist, and that was, you know, now there wasn't like mountain biking or motorcycle racing where it was quite as acute as that. Man, when you're going through a corner at high speed down a mountain or whatever, you want to look at where you want to go, not at where you don't want to go, because your mind will automatically take you that way. It's really true. That is physical and mental. So I want to go real quick through these eight areas of life. And I started to go through them and making lists of, okay, the negative things that we think about and how to change them into positive. And oh my gosh, it was actually exhausting because it's so dependent on your unique situation, right? But if you think about these areas, spirituality, relationships, health and wellness, your mental state, your work, money, achievements, and then personal interests. Think about those areas. You could list those out and just make a quick list of what you don't want, what you don't like, what upsets you, what you're scared of, what is overwhelming. I mean, do that right now. You can go through that list again. Your spiritual life. Think about your spiritual world, your relationships, your health and wellness, your mental state, your work, your money, your achievements, and then personal interests. And just make a list of that. Think about all the negatives. What you don't want. I don't want this. I don't want it to be like this. I don't like that. This upsets me. I'm so sick of this. I'm so scared of this. I'm frightened. I'm so overwhelmed. Think of all those things in each of those areas. And then what we don't often do naturally is think, wait, what do you want? What do you want? Spiritually, you can often think, oh my gosh, I was hurt by religion. I don't want that guilt and I don't want that shame. It feels so overwhelming. You know, I don't want to be judged. I don't want to go to hell, whatever it is. Well, what do you want? What do you want? That's so difficult for us. Most of us, when we're asked, we don't know. With most of these things, it's easier to say, look, I just know what I don't want. But I don't know what I do want. Okay, start where it's easy, what you don't want. And now sit back and go, okay, man, what do you want with spirituality? I want to believe in, I do believe in something greater than myself. Maybe you believe in, there is a greater power. I'm not all alone. It's not all up to me. I'm going to gain more insight spiritually. Now, if you're not doing anything in that area, it'd be like saying, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose weight. Now, saying that will ultimately help you make some of the decisions to lose weight. But if you don't do anything different, it's going to be very nominal at best. That's the point, though, is thinking these things helps you. This is a science that James Doty brought us to. It'll help you make a little bit better decision. It'll help a little tick move the needle and make better decisions. That's health and wellness, how you want to look, how you want to feel. We're so clear usually on, oh my gosh, I don't want to feel this achy. I don't want this brain fog. I hate this low energy. How do you want to feel? Man, I want to feel energetic. I want to wake up with interest, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and all that kind of stuff. You know, relationships. Man, you can think of all the things you don't like. Think about the relationships that you're in right now and all the things you don't like. I don't like this arguing. I don't like this fighting. I don't like feeling alone. I never connect with anybody. I'm not attracted. Whatever it is. What do you want your relationships to be? And to create even like an avatar of what's the kind of character you want to play in a relationship? That sounds bad. Not like it's a performance, but who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? How do you want to show up? And then who do you want to connect with? What do they look like? Would you know them if you saw? We see these movies about people meeting out of the blue and it's just lightning bolts, but it's always these happenstance circumstances that don't happen to most people. But if we're would we even know it if we found that person? Who's that person? You know, mentally, we think about, again, what we don't want mentally, how we don't want to think, but what mental state do we want to be in? Do you have somebody in mind or a perspective in mind? I want to be at peace. I want to be somebody who doesn't get frazzled. I want to be somebody who can just control myself and my emotions, and I can feel them and I can think about them, but they don't control me. At the end of the day, I've got a greater faith. What about work? Man, we're so clear and make fun of what we don't like and what we expect to hate and all that. What do you want? What do you want? And with all this, and think is possible. Because if you just say, I want it, you know, I want $1 million to fall on my doorstep tomorrow, but you don't have any belief that that's possible. It's irrelevant to think about what you want. What do you want and think could be possible is what we're ultimately getting to with your work. How about money? That's a big one. Most people make ultimately around what they think they're worth. They'll complain. We'll all complain about, I think I'm worth more, but we don't really act like it. We don't present ourselves that way. We're just complaining. And achievements. What do we want to achieve? A lot of people just lament what they haven't done. That is one of the top deathbed regrets. Bronnie Ware, the hospice nurse, wrote the book about the top regrets. And she said, that's what we more regret what we didn't do than what we did. So with achievements, you're mainly going to lament all the things that you haven't done yet. I've always wanted to do this, the bucket list idea, you know, but do you have that bucket list? What do you want to do? What is really important? Like if it all comes down it's not an endless thing. What do you really want to have done to feel good about yourself, to be proud about yourself, to experience fully? And then personal stuff. A lot of people lament, I don't have any hobbies, man. I don't have any interests. I just work and take care of the kids and clean the house and pay the bills, whatever. You know, what would you want to do if you had the time? Most people, again, they're not clear. And again, I've fallen down in all these areas. I have to revisit them constantly. You know, so personally, what would you like to be the person that what? Dances, gardens, mountain bikes, travels, goes on vacations, cooks. I don't know what that personal interest is. Be the kind of person that, goes and sees a movie in the middle of the day. We had a guest on the show that was a personal interest. That was something they did for themselves. You know, what is it? That's the point here is we tend to think about our fears and we get our mind thinking about over and over and over the bad thing, the bad thing, the bad thing. I don't want that. I don't want that. I hate that. I hope this doesn't happen. I'm scared of that. And your mind just focuses on that. So retrain it, come over here as Dr. James Doty talks about in his book, Mind Magic, and think and fill your mind with, I want this. I want this. I believe I can do this. I am excited about this. It's easy to say, guys, I'm sitting here saying it, and it is so difficult to do that rewiring. It's a daily effort and we've got to do the work. I've got to do the work along with you. All right, friends, I hope this gave you more clarity on this idea of manifesting from a scientific standpoint. Again, it's Dr. James Doty. The book is called Mind Magic, The Neuroscience of Manifestation and How It Changes Everything. That was the episode just previous to this. It was a long episode. You can go in depth there, or you can go get his book as well. Again, a reminder for those of you who are interested in knowing what drives you and getting in alignment with that and finding peace and resonance in these key areas of life, the same ones that we went over. I am not the expert in every area. I am a guide to helping you find what you need in each area and come into alignment. And I really like working with people on finding work that aligns with their drive, that they figure out what drives them and they find work that matches up with that. Email me, kmiller@kevinmiller.co. Friends, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. I live high up in the Rocky Mountains where the air is clean and fresh as possible, but then I step indoors and I'm breathing in untold amounts of toxins and allergens from paint and carpet and cleaning chemicals and pets and furniture and appliances and mold and so on. Studies show the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air anywhere you are, and in some places it's 100 times worse than that. Well, the solution is to get an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best out there. It filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen and pet dander and dust mites and mold and even bacteria and viruses, so your lungs don't have to try to do that. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com. You can use the promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get the special deal, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. We have a lot of entrepreneurs in the What Drives You audience, so I've got a podcast for you, The Side Hustle Show with host Nick Loper. Nick showcases how you can make extra money
through stories and ideas of regular people who made it happen. And that's what I appreciate about the show. We so often hear about the unicorn ideas, and we don't hear the regular stories of regular people doing fairly regular things, like Shelly, who started a travel blog in 2020 and now brings in $50,000 a month, or Lenny, who started renting out mobility scooters, makes $3,000 a month. You'll hear stories of people reviewing Amazon products, washing windows, and you'll find inspiration from something that can work for you while you keep your day job. Check out The Side Hustle Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, or at sidehustlenation.com. You can actually answer a few short multiple choice questions at hustle.show and get a personalized playlist of the episodes that'll be most relevant to you. The Side Hustle Show.